CliffCentral.com. On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindy Q, the good things guy. It's Tuesday, yo. We are in studio. We get to hang out with you and bring you so much of good news and inspirational stories. What do we have going on, man? Fees Must Fall protesters have turned violent, and it's absolutely upsetting majority of South Africans, internationally as well. It's all that our social media is currently being seen locally and abroad. Burning buses, priests hiding students and being shot, and varsities that are literally on fire. Our government leadership, who should be taking control, are nowhere to be found, and instead, our president is focusing on fighting Thuli Madonsela again, this time with the state capture. Crime, corruption, and violence is all in the mainstream media. It's all that they focus on. But that's not what we focus on here at the good stuff at Cliff Central. We've got so many good things that are happening in SA that we should be speaking about. The Nelson Mandela Bay mayor is using old misused funds to create jobs. Thank goodness, it's the tide is changing. South Africans are coming together to help the Red Cross Children's Hospital again, but this time it's the individuals and a really good cause that we should talk about. We've got students that have invented things that are helping us with the drought. One of our sportsmen has just made the world history books, and Cape Town has been featured on another top 10 list. Kerry's in the back there. Hey, Kerry, how you doing?
Hey.
Welcome, welcome to the good stuff. We're here to bring you so many good things that you can talk about at your water cooler and dinner table that are not going to depress you. We're here to inspire. We're here to bring you good news. This weekly show is on every Tuesday at 10, and all it does is aim to just bring you a little bit of inspiration in your world.
It's a happy Tuesday.
It's a happy hour, man. It's our happy hour, and it could be yours too if you listen in. Kerry's sitting next to me. She's the good news girl. We're going to be doing our regular catch-up, speaking about stuff that's been going on that we just need to raise awareness to. Hey, Kerry.
Definitely.
Then we're going to bring you the top five good news stories. Every week, we scourge the internet. We search it for those good nuggets that we should be talking about. Kerry's job is to bring the top five to you, which is quite
nuggets.
Difficult. It's quite difficult because you got like 100 to go through, right?
I think it's more than that.
It's more than that. It is. Then we've got a couple of inspirational guests that are joining us today. Our first is a businessman, serial entrepreneur, international kickboxing champion, who is here to tell us about the good work that he's been doing. Francis van Cooke, a South African artist who's just gone solo, has popped in to tell us about what they're up to. And then we got the girls from Huddle Up, who were meant to be here last week. They've actually come to ask for their jobs back because we fired them.
Never.
Doing good, and they're here to let us know what they've been up to. If you want to get involved in the conversation, visit www.cliffcentral.com. You can also go to Twitter and visit Brent Lindy Q, Kerry Stain, or cliffcentral.com. Or you can give us a call at 0861-555-189. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central, yo. I just need to finish my Facebook Live. I keep ending it badly.
I know. I think you ended too soon.
Then people are like, did you run out of data?
But at least now you say, okay, I'm ending my Facebook.
Well, that's why I do it, because every week we kick off the show with a Facebook Live so that you guys can catch up. You know, social media is where everything happens, right? So if you see us on social media, then you can head over to the website afterwards.
Exactly.
Which is what we're all about. So catching up on a couple of things that are happening. The first is something that happened and started yesterday, which is quite exciting. Yeah. Did you hear about it?
Well, what is it? Lots happened yesterday.
The Red Cross Children's Hospital.
Tell us.
Okay, so we've had the Red Cross Children's Hospital on our show before. We had little Katie, who actually became a Lead SA hero. And
I saw.
Yeah, so she's super cool, and she's...
I've been thinking about her a lot lately, actually.
Well, she raised like 10 million rand.
I know.
And the ultimate goal was 100 million rand, which they reached.
Yes.
And all of that money is going into the technology, into the ICU wards, to add extra beds, to the things that matter.
Yeah.
Things that matter. A guy yesterday posted on Facebook, his name is Greg Burtish, and he's from the Little Optimist organization.
Yes.
And he posted a photo of the front of the hospital. Which looks quite old.
I did see that.
It looks like it hasn't had a wash in a couple of years.
Yeah, it looks like an old dilapidated building from the middle of town.
Yeah. So the reason why they've done nothing with the front of the building is because all of the money that they've raised...
It's going inside.
It's going to technology. It's going to to more beds. It's going to look after these kids. But if you can think, it's a children's hospital, right?
It should be colourful.
It should be colourful and bright.
Yes.
And it's
coming to a scary place.
It's the first thing you see when you get to the hospital.
Yeah.
So this guy went and put a plea on Facebook, which has gone viral. It's gone viral. People are sharing it by the thousands. And individuals and corporates have all jumped on board to redo the face of the hospital.
Fantastic. We're going to get superheroes to paint it.
That's
just, look at it.
No, I just can't. So they posted an idea of what it could look like. And no one who's listening can see it, Kay.
I think it's amazing.
So if you see it, you got to explain it.
Well, it's blue.
It's colorful and it's
very
bright.
Colorful.
And the first.
And it's happy and those little. Those are the Red Cross kids. Those
are
the ones.
Those are the logos. Yeah. So they're really going to make this place look a little bit better. And what I like about it is it's South Africans that are coming together to do it, right?
I think I want to go there too.
Do you want to go help paint?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, you can get hold of them. Just go to goodthingsguy.com. The story's up there. You can get hold of them to join them.
To paint.
We can all go paint.
Yes.
That's super, super
in my
exciting.
Wonder Woman suit.
Super exciting. One of the other things, I was in Cape Town this weekend.
Yes,
I was. I flippin' love Cape Town.
I know, me too.
It's my favorite part of South Africa. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the whole of South Africa is my favorite part of South Africa. But Cape Town is a piece of it.
Cape Town is your heart.
Cape Town is where my heart lives. Yeah. And I got to go there and hang
out. Again.
Well, yeah, I go there often. I'm quite lucky. So I got to go hang out with all the Capetonians, have a good time with them. It really, my heart does live in Cape Town. It's a special place in South Africa. I got to go to a couple of wine farms.
I get emotional every time I leave.
Yeah, it's a little bit sad. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is because Cape Town is in another top 10 list.
Again.
They're now the top 10. There's a list of the top 10 most colorful cities in the world that should be visited.
Good.
And Cape Town came in at like number 3 or 4. And it was because of Boerkop.
The Bloma.
Have you ever been to Boerkop?
No, I haven't.
Boerkop is just above where Cape Cod is.
Yes.
And it's got the most colorful houses that are just too beautiful.
I know. They've got them on postcards and it is a...
It's a tourist attraction. It's got a huge historical part of Cape Town. I mean, its history has got to do with apartheid and people living separately and living in houses that all look the same. So these guys decided to make their houses want to stick out. And it's like bright green, bright red, bright purple. It looks incredible. And now it's become part of Cape Town's history and South Africa's history, actually.
We should have more areas like that.
I love it. So that's sort of what we have. Is that all we...
No,
man.
It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Today is something about Girl Child Day.
Yes.
This month is full of awareness.
Massive.
Stuff.
Yeah. And mental health awareness as well.
That was yesterday.
Yes, but I heard it's throughout the month.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know that the Johannesburg Nelson Mandela Bridge is going pink for the whole of October for breast cancer awareness?
I saw when they switched it on.
It's very pretty.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Okay, why does Breast Cancer Awareness Month exist? It's because we need to know more about breast cancer awareness. It's one of the biggest cancers that women face.
And men.
And men. Mm. And maybe all you have to do this October is A, speak about it, B, go get tested.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Men and women. Both of you.
Yes. It's important. It's important. The other thing is something that was released this morning. An Empangeni student wins all expenses paid, a 3-year engineering apprenticeship in Germany. I am for the next, I don't know, minutes,
There's
hours,
so
days.
So much of that happening.
Good news.
I know.
Good news with students.
Yes.
And I am putting something out there into the universe. Mm. If you have any good news stories around students, I know it's tough right now. I know there's a lot going on. I know there's a lot that needs to be reported on, but we don't report on that.
No.
So we don't want to focus on that. Instead, if there are good news stories with students and if there's things that people should be hearing about, send them to me. It's that easy. Brent@brentlindeque.com. You can send all of your good news stories to me and we will research and process and put them out there.
I actually want to research something because I went to a school meeting school meeting last night for a school that I'm wanting to send my little one to. And they told us a story, and I didn't actually know that it existed. In Limpopo, they have a school for underprivileged children. Obviously, not everybody in Limpopo can afford to go to a private school. So they have a school with 5,000 students, 4,000 of which are boarders. Mm-hmm. And they are all flourishing.
Like doing really well?
Yes. So they said that when parents go to a school, they automatically think, okay, if there are too many children in the school, the children are not going to do well.
Is that a myth? Is that what you're basically saying?
Yes,
it's a myth.
It is. And that's they've proved it with the school in Limpopo. 5,000 students, okay, and this is learners from nursery school upwards to high school, and 4,000 of them are boarders. Can you, and it's private education.
And they're doing well?
Yes.
That's incredible.
I know.
That's incredible.
So I'm going to go. I want to go there.
Okay, you go there. You research that story. I want to hear. I'm going. I want good news stories. That's what we're all about.
I'm going.
Every week we do find you good news stories. That's what our job is. And we look for the top five because there are hundreds. Mm-hmm. Really, there are hundreds of stories that you could be sort of listening to right
we
now.
We would be here the whole day.
We would be here the whole day talking about good news stuff. Yes. So we just found the top five. We call it our top five good news stories. Mm-hmm. And Kerry is going to start us off with number five.
South African student creates one of the top five most innovative apps on the globe. Okay, proudly South African wildlife spotting app, latest sightings, is putting South Africa and our animals on the map after being named one of the top five most innovative apps for culture and tourism in the world. How amazing is that?
Okay, but this is also a cool story because it's not just the app that has been named as one of the top five It's also was created by a student.
Yes, a student.
By a clever guy. Apparently he used to visit the Kruger National Park every year with his parents.
Yes.
And they used to stop other cars and be like, hey, have you seen anything cool today? And the other cars were like, yeah, just if you turn left by that tree and then that rock, yes, and then you'll find a pride of lions. And his parents got sick of asking these people. Mm. They were like, dude, mm-hmm, back in the back seat. So he decided to use technology, and this whole app that he created, it's not just about sightings and stuff. It's also become one of the top 10 YouTube channels in South Africa for internationals, mm-hmm, that are watching these animals.
It's amazing. It really is. It's beautiful.
Created by a young student, man.
Yes, well done.
These oaks are too clever. Too clever. We're going to put that up online so that you can see a link to the story, and then you can also hear about it a little bit. What do we have at number four?
Chad Leclerc. Let me try that again.
Rewind.
Chad Leclerc makes world history as he becomes first man to win 100 World Cup gold medals. How about that?
So he's beat Michael Phelps,
yep,
in the medal count, mm-hmm, for world record or World Cup medals.
He's 24 years old.
I know this is good news, but like, what? Did you break a world record at 24?
Exactly. I know, right? That's what I'm saying. He's 24 years old. And both of his parents have cancer at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this boy has quite a hectic personal life. And he is now the top. I mean, he's won 100 World Cup gold medals.
# proudly South African. Chad Leclerc. Well done, buddy. If you look, just before you run away from that story, who's at number two?
I will tell you, Roland Schumann.
So can
64.
Can we just say that in the top two swimmers that hold World Cup golds,
it's
both South Africans. Mm-hmm. If that's not something to be incredibly proud of, I don't know what is.
Well done to the both of you.
Hang that torch or shine that torch high, guys. Super.
Fly your flag.
Fly our flag.
Yeah, fly our flag. Hello.
We'll all fly our flag for you. What do we have at number three?
Massive Hearts and Joburg come together to help baby Callum.
So this, I wasn't privy to this because I was on a flight.
Yes.
I was on a flight to Cape Town last week, Friday, and social media blew up.
Okay, so basically what happened, and I'm on mommy groups, obviously. Callum has a, I mean, he was born with quite a rare, how do you say it? It's a...
degenerative
yes,
sort of rare disease?
Yeah, well, it's not really a disease. His esophagus is just soft, which makes it difficult for him to breathe, and sometimes he stops breathing and stuff. So it's really, really hectic. Since he was born, he's been in hospital. And his mother and his father have been trying to raise funds to get him to Boston because it was going to cost something ridiculous. It actually started at something like 3 million rand. And then obviously with the exchange rate and everything happening over there, the price has changed. So every time their goalpost was moved, they had to raise more money. And last week, they were 1.5 million rand away from it. 750,000, actually. And they raised 1.5 million, I think. And it's still going. So Callum is going to Boston because that's the where the doctor is.
That can do the operation.
Yes. And it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous amount of money. It's nearly $1 million to do the operation. So in rands, I mean, you can only imagine. And then it's all the other costs. So the flights, they don't know how long he's going to be there.
And the so the parents have to literally move there as well. So yes, it would be living costs, that's expenses. Oh, and he's so cute, man.
He had his first operation at 2 days old. It is, I mean, it's crazy. So yay, well done to everybody that got involved. Callum is now going to Boston, and I can tell you, my mommy group is going crazy.
The story we're going to put up online, we want you guys to get involved with this. It's things like this that are important. It's communities coming together in times of need. And for him, even though they raised enough for the operation, it's important that we look after his family as well. Joburg, South Africa, you are effing awesome.
Thank you.
I donated a bit of money.
Yes.
Just a little bit. Yeah. It's microactivism. If everybody just gives a little bit of themselves,
that's it.
It adds more to the pot.
That's exactly
so
it.
So even if it's just $5 or $10,
yeah,
go add something. What do we have at number two?
Nelson Mandela Bay's mayor puts his money where his mouth is, creates new jobs for previously unemployed. This story has been shared over 4,000 times.
And that's just on Good Things,
that's guys. That's just on Good Things, guys.
That's just on Good Things,
guys. Nelson Mandela Bay's new DA executive mayor, Athol Trollip, has clamped down on unnecessary spending but has started using the funds to create much-needed jobs. So...
Well, this is the thing, right? So he's clamped down on spending. He's gone, cool, no more luxury travel. Exactly. No more travel if you don't need to. No more luxury cars. No more of this, that, or whatever. None of that crap. And with this extra money, we're going to find jobs. We're going to create jobs from our government pool to be assisting the community.
Well, you see, a couple of months ago on Good Things Guy, we actually reported on it about that guy who took a plastic bag in Cape Town and he started cleaning the beaches. I mean, he was creating...
From Somerset West.
Yes.
Yes. Andy, so, Andy Lawton so was his name-o.
And he was, I mean, that's job creation. So now this mayor's doing exactly
the same thing. And the comments from that post are just so inspiring because it's people going, I can see the change in Nelson Mandela Bay. You know, it's a leader that cares. I don't care what party they come from. I don't care what color they are. If they are doing the job correctly and looking after the people that need it most, you've got my vote. And you've got, you know what, we will report on this stuff till the cows come home because mm-hmm. it's important and we need to be talking about it. These are the good things that are happening in South Africa, and this is what matters.
And also on that, one of the ward councillors got involved in my area as well because someone took it upon themselves to cut down the trees on the pavement. Three oak trees that have been there for
years,
I don't
and
know
years
how,
and years and years.
Probably hundreds of years.
So they cut the whole tree down?
Well, they cut the tree down and all that's left is a tree stump.
So what did the ward councillors do?
They called in the police because that's actually a criminal offence. You are not allowed to cut the trees down on the pavement. They do not belong to you.
That's part of our public property.
That's exactly it.
Okay, well, at least your ward councillor is doing something about it.
I know, right? It's so amazing. Everybody's getting involved, and it was quite something to see.
What do we have at number one?
A Cape Flats remake of Beyoncé's Irreplaceable is going viral because it's flippin' funny and really good.
So this, the video was posted on social media. It was trending and everybody was sharing it and they were all laughing. But these girls are actually really good.
I know.
They have really good voices. Yeah. And the thing that they're doing, the video that they made was to raise awareness about a show that they're doing called Woman to Woman.
Mm.
And it's all about woman empowerment.
Yes.
It's all about women in South Africa taking charge.
And there's a lot of that happening.
It's all about
at the moment.
These good things. I actually want to play you a clip. It's really funny, but I hope I can get to a part where it's really like, listen to this. This is the video that went viral. Over like 500,000 views.
Everything you own in a box to the left.
Like, how staunch is that accent?
That's my stuff. Yes, you fuck for it. Son, don't talk.
Keep yelling that messed up lines. Could you walk and talk at the same time, man? It's my name that is on that mix.
Kerry's actually cringing. She's actually cringing. But wait, she can sing. I'll get to it. Listen.
She's talking about, I will never ever find a bra like him. I most a little. I forgot the phone. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can never love you.
There we go. Did you hear that? Let's see if I can get to my favorite part. Oh, no. I don't know where that is. Where is this?
But no.
Oh, I'm such a fool.
Here we go.
You must not know about me.
Listen to this girl belt it out. So the video went
She's
viral.
Really good, actually.
They're really good. It's a they really are. Good show. And they actually, Channel 24 interviewed them.
Mm.
And they did a rendition of Dear Mr. President, mm-hmm. which, I mean, it really just reflects their voices and how they can sing.
You're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? And who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? How do you sleep?
I'm going to call these girls South Africa's Ooh, Destiny's Child.
I've got goosebumps.
It's...
How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye?
They are absolutely phenomenal. I'm flying down to Cape Town that weekend when they're performing. So I'm actually going to go see them. I've decided. Mm-hmm. I'm down there because I am emceeing the launch of Santa's Shoebox.
Are you?
Yeah, they asked me to do it, man. And I'm all about the good stuff. So
how amazing is that?
I'm flying down to be the MC for the launch of Santa's Shoebox. And it's on the same weekend that these lovely ladies are performing. So I'm going to
I'm going to go.
And I'm
going to... Going to represent.
I'm just going to go listen to them, really.
Well, you're going to represent... Good stuff. That's
what I'm saying.
They are good stuff.
I'm going to put all of these stories up online on Twitter, Facebook, goodthingsguy.com. They'll also be live straight after our show on cliffcentral.com if you follow the Good Stuff page. This is the Good Stuff on Cliff Central. We all come together. That is the slowest version of that song I've ever heard.
It's quite emo.
Yeah, no, goodbye to that. We don't want to hear that anymore. Every week we have inspirational stories and human beings that are doing incredible things locally and abroad that we get to speak to. And this week I'm pretty excited. We've got an old favorite who's been in studio before. Karen, how are you doing?
Hey, Brent.
You've got to get close to this microphone. It's a new mic.
Thank you.
Get up and close and personal. So you've been on the show before because you do incredible things with charity. You do flipping phenomenal things. We've spoken about it. I'm going to podcast that show directly after this so people can hear what we spoke about last time. But this week, you've brought in someone who is even more interesting. Yes?
Yes, I have. And you can make the introduction.
I'm going to mess up your name completely. Our gentleman is a Norwegian business professional and serial entrepreneur with a successful career in both business and sports. He is a kickboxing champion, and he's from Norway, and his name is?
Gurmund.
It's not. You're saying it wrong.
No, it's Yerman.
Why do we say Gurmund then?
I don't know.
Because we're South Africa. South
say
African.
It again.
No, you say
Yerman.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Maybe just so that we have an idea about all the businesses and things that you do, can you give us like a brief bio?
Yeah. Well, I've had a corporate career for many years, and then I've been an entrepreneur on the side. for about 10 years. And I've been working as a senior manager within one of the largest companies in Norway for the last year. And then this spring, I decided to leave my corporate career and go into entrepreneurship full-time. So now I'm sort of expanding my entrepreneurial businesses and starting up some new ones as well.
Entrepreneurism is a scary thing. Mm-hmm. To leave the safety net of being in a corporate position where you know you're going to get a salary, you know things are lacquer, to leave that and have to be in a position where you're fighting for your own salary, it's a big step to make.
It is, but it's also a giving step. It's something that, you know, you have to sacrifice something as the security, as you tell, but you're also given a lot of things. It's even more motivating to go to work. You know, you're building something that's your own, and you need to keep focus and you need to be dedicated in order to be successful. But if you're able to do that, then, you know, it can become a lot bigger than what you had in your corporate career.
So success in your corporate career is one thing. Success in the sporting field? Tell us a little bit about the kickboxing.
Well, I've been doing sports for many years. I started competing when I was 5 in different sports. But after a while, kickboxing became my major sport. And I was competing internationally for about 8 years on the Norwegian national team as well. And then, I was about ranked up top 10 in the world.
Top 10 in the world.
And then in 2009, I moved to a different city, and then I decided to finish my career as an athlete. And about a year later, I was called up on the phone by the president and the general secretary of the federation, and they offered me the job as the manager for the national team in Norway.
That's incredible! Wow.
So I accepted that, and I've been doing that for 6 years, and it's been incredible. We're a small nation within kickboxing, but we have one of the best teams in the world. Our full contact team is ranked as the second team in the world, so that's a great achievement by our athletes.
Man, that's super super cool. Have you been to South Africa before?
This is my first time in South Africa.
This is your first time. When did you arrive?
I arrived last Monday.
Okay, so you've seen a bit, you've done a bit. I hope so.
Yes.
Have you taken him around and shown him?
We took him on his first safari.
Where did you guys go?
Welkomponden.
Of course you did. Welkomponden is one of the best in South Africa. It's very dry at the moment, which is not always nice to see because of the drought. But it's the best. It's the best game viewing because everything's a little bit easier to see. What's been your favorite bit about being in South Africa?
Well, I've been to two sort of great experiences while I've been here. One is to go to Valkafonda and the game drives, and I have to say this. You know, I'm from Norway, and we have a lot of nature and landscape and also wildlife, but the wildlife here is just amazing, absolutely. So all the animals and the birds and the landscape you have here is amazing. So that's been truly great. And the other thing is that me and Kevin went to one of the cancer camps of the organization Just Footprints, and spending 4 days together with those kids who, you know, they're in a difficult position. They've had cancer or they have cancer, but to see the smile and the laughter and the way they look at life, which is a lot more positive than a lot of other people. Yeah. That's just a blessing.
And we're all about the good stuff, and this is the good stuff show. Karen, what is the camp? Where is it?
So they do it at Dino King, Game Reserve Colata, and the kids, they get kids from government hospitals who have very little. They take them to the camps for 3 to 4 days. They obviously have nurses and doctors there, so if they need to distribute medication and things. But these kids, like, they have nothing, but you just, like Yemin said, they're happy, they smile. I mean, when they left, they gave him a name. They called him Sipo.
Thank you.
They loved it. And then
Sipo from Norway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and I guess when you're in
that
environment, when it's
really awesome. That's actually, it's a what do you call it? It's actually not a privilege. It's a
opportunity.
No. That they gave him a name.
Oh,
it's an honor.
It's an honor. Yeah. I'm guessing that the kids in the camp, when they're in the camp, they're kids, right?
Yes.
Even though they're sick or they may have had cancer, they were just being kids,
yes.
Which must have been super cool.
Yes.
That's incredible. So,
and they get little gift bags with like toothpaste and
soaps
and yeah.
Did you do a little bit of kickboxing and rolling with kids?
Yes, I did. So you would think that, you know, there are cancer kids, so you have to be a bit careful because they can't do too much physical activity. But we did some, both kickboxing and some dancing, and they're a lot more active than I thought they would be before I came. So we had a blast. It was an amazing time. Yeah.
And when do you go back?
To Norway or?
Yes. Well, when do you leave South Africa?
I leave on Friday.
Have you still got a lot in store for this week?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Yeah, and I'm gonna try and see if we can go to the Kevin's, you know, with the lions.
Yeah,
a couple of things.
So it's jam packed till Friday.
Yeah.
Man, that's cool. Obviously you're here to sort of scope out South Africa, maybe look if there's any opportunities for you to get involved, motivational talks, those sorts of things. If we want to keep in touch, if we want to follow your career, if we want to follow what you're doing, where are the social media platforms? What do we look for?
I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter. I'm building a public profile as well on Facebook, and I'll be launching my website, which is my name, gjermundnesland.com, in about a month.
Fantastic. If you're like me, most of our listeners are from South Africa. They're going to battle a little bit with your name. So we'll put that all up online. We'll do the Twitter for you. We'll put it up on our Facebook page as well, and also our cliffcentral.com page so that they can follow you. We're looking forward to see the rest of your career and to sort of see what you get up to. And hopefully, Kerry and I will be able to come to one of your talks.
Yes.
I think that'll be pretty rad.
Mm.
Cool. Thank you for coming in, Karen.
Thanks, Brent. Thanks, Gary.
And you must always just keep in touch as you do. We love having you in studio.
Thank you.
Fantastic. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Okay, I'm really excited to sort of hear about Yeoman's travels and his kickboxing and all of those cool things. I think it's rad. I like international stuff coming to South Africa.
That's what I was just about to say as well, that there is interest. There's international interest of people wanting to come in and make a difference.
Lekker, lekker. But locally, we also have cool stuff going on.
Yes.
And I'm quite excited because in this industry, when you're in the radio, you get to meet pretty cool people that, you know.
I love it.
We're meeting a rock star, man.
I know.
Francois van Cooke has been in South Africa's music industry for years and years and years. We're going to sort of delve into what he's about and what he's doing. But right now, he's sitting across from us in studio. So welcome to The Good Stuff.
How's it, guys?
Man, morning. It's lekker to have you.
This is The Good Stuff.
This is The Good Stuff. We like
Amazing.
To call it that.
No, but I didn't know that. That's good to be for The Good Stuff.
For the good stuff. The little bio that I got is that you kicked off your solo career with a bang in April last year with the launch of your self-titled debut album and the release of Tufintakyo featuring Karen Zoid, which must have been epic.
Yeah, dude, it was something incredible. You know, I've been making music for 12 years in various projects. I started with Fok of Police Car in 2003. And I did Funko Cartel in between. And, you know, like my dream was always to play in a band, you know, since I was a lighty and things, you know, in a band situation, sometimes things tend to go, differently than you anticipate, you know, so people decide to do other things.
And I love how politically correct you were there. On the fence, it's different opinions.
Fok of Police Car, we're still playing together, Funko Cartel, not at the moment, but you know, people tend to want to do other things that doesn't involve you, you necessarily. And that kind of made me decide, you know, I need to do something for myself. And I made a solo album. And it was it
quite daunting when you were looking at, okay, I'm in a band and we're gigging and things are going well and we're on the radio and people know us. And then you were like, I'm going to break out. I'm going to do it solo. Was that quite scary?
Yeah. Like I said, the situation kind of, put me in that situation, you know, so it wasn't something I planned, and it was a massive daunting experience, especially making that first album. You know, I didn't have any money. I recorded in different studios all over the country with four different producers. I didn't have a solid band with me, but it worked out wonderfully. You know, like I did the day the album came out, I also released a video for Tufintakyo that
I was just about to say, it's had over 2 million views.
Yes.
Which is, that's flipping, like, if we were in America and you said 2 million, people would go, oh, okay, like there's people that are hitting 69 billion. But in South Africa, that's unheard of.
No, for sure. It was the biggest kind of thing I've been a part of ever. You know, it was the songs that crossed over to kids and tunnies and, you know, like it just opened doors for me that I never imagined would be possible, you know, coming from a kind of an underground rock background. So that was great. And it obviously did a lot for my album. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. So year and a half later, I've written a new album. It's recorded. It's in the mixing process.
Was it a little bit a little bit better with the producing and stuff this time around?
It was so much easier because, you know, I actually worked with a team. Some of the guys also worked on the previous album on different tunes, but I worked on my team that I think would work best for this project. I worked with my band that I've been playing with since the launch of the album a year and a half ago, and it was a fantastic, much easier process. And I think I've written some of the best songs that I have in my life. So, you know, I'm excited to release it.
I think we're excited to hear it. When are we planning? When is the launch?
Yeah, the first single is coming out on the 10th of November. So,
Jeez, that's quite soon.
Yeah, so that's very soon. It's around the corner. Mm. I'm actually shooting. My schedule is like absolutely crazy at the moment. I'm up this week playing shows all over. I'm kind of shooting
nothing
like three
wrong with that.
Three music videos next week, playing some shows, and and my wife is pregnant and in the latter stages, so
there's just
the baby is due early November, so things are mad crazy. I'm very excited about that too.
You're playing hopscotch.
Yeah.
So I get to interview a lot of different South Africans doing different things, and there's one consistent thing that all successful people have, and it's that they're busy.
Yes,
there's never a moment of downtime, and we're excited because you're releasing a new album, having a kid, things are happening. It's, you know, that's how you get successful. You must
music
be gigging
videos,
as well, right?
Launches.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually up here in Gauteng to do a couple of shows. I'm playing in Pretoria tonight. Yeah, but it's sold out, so that one doesn't really matter. But then on Wednesday, I'm in Bloemfontein
at the Mystic Boer.
On Thursday in Bloemfontein, in Potchefstroom at the Mystic Boer, and then on Friday at Arcade Empire in Pretoria, and Saturday at Good Luck Bar in the good old Josie.
Oh, wow.
So this Saturday, if you're in Johannesburg, well, actually, we got listeners from all around South Africa.
Yeah.
So Mystic Boer is one of my favorite places to go in Bloemies.
No, is it Potch or Bloem?
There's one in Potchefstroom and one
I
in
love
Bloem.
Potch.
But Bloemfontein, it is the place to go. There is like nowhere else that you can even
place.
Nowhere else.
And in South Africa, in Johannesburg right now, Good Luck Bar is also on a Saturday the place to go.
Cool.
It's the only place you want to be seen. So you're gigging at lack of places.
No, I'm excited for the shows. Yeah, and on this trip, I'm actually playing the first single for the first time.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're going to play it live a bit before it's released. It's called Mainstorm, and it's about the human condition and life and stuff like that.
It's quite exciting. We're going to be following you all around your travels. I will come to Good Luck Bar on Saturday.
Amazing.
I'll be there because I want to see you live, and also because I love Good Luck Bar. So it's two reasons to be there.
Perfect. Yeah, I think they had their one-year birthday party last weekend, and
I heard
it
about
looked
that.
Like it was a big...
Yeah.
No, it gets crazy.
Quite a big one.
So you get ready for Saturday, methinks.
Awesome.
If people want to follow you on social media, on sort of where you are, what you're doing, maybe buy your album and stuff, where do they go?
Yeah, everything's on my website, franschvankerk.co.za. They can connect to, you know, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook from there. But on all those platforms, also Franchi van Coke, Instagram, Franchi van Coke on Twitter, and Franchi van Coke on Facebook.
It's that simple. He keeps it all the same. We're going to post all of that up online so that you can get it. Support South African music. I know that our radio stations have been playing some South African music. We say support it. Whatever it is.
Do it.
I don't mind you bootlegging international stuff. They can afford it. Beyonce can lose a CD or two. It's our proudly South African guys that we should be supporting, and we should be buying their albums
really
and
good.
Sharing their music and going to see them.
Yes.
So if you're in Bloem, Potch, Pretoria, Johannesburg, we'll put all that up online as well so that people can get hold
amazing.
Of it.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Lekker for being on the show. Thank you very much.
Cool,
this
guys.
Is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
The glam of all placement. Not for years to care. Seen it myself in
Talented South Africans.
We're actually watching the video
right in front of us, and
it's beautiful.
Oh man, jeez, that's amazing.
People have got to support more, eh?
Well, that's what we say, right? That's what we're all about. So we've got the Huddle Up girls that are in studio with us today, and you're both fired, and you're here to reapply for your jobs.
We are.
Paigey, you're on now.
How's it? Oh, there you go. How are you? Thanks for having us. Sorry about last week.
Well, no, can we explain what happened last week?
Yes.
Maybe let's get into it.
Let's unpack this.
Because we were on the 3 weeks before, and then we just got mixed up with the times, and we were actually building up one of these projects that we're going to speak to you about. We're actually at the school.
So you've been doing good stuff.
Yes. So we knew that you'd be okay.
Look, our maths isn't great, but
we're really good at charity. We're just really shit at
really
keeping the time.
Yeah.
We don't mind at all, and whenever we can fit you in, we're just thankful that you're out there doing good stuff in South Africa. It is important. It's what this is all about. If you don't know who Huddle Up is, we call them our dating site for charities. And as Kirst said, shocking.
Yes.
They come onto the show once a month at some point in the month. We never know when. It's like a lucky packet. And basically, they take businesses and corporates that have the goods to give, or the time, or the energy, or the money, and they marry them to charities that need them. They're involved with incredible projects, many projects, and they're here just to give us a highlight of what they've been up to. So, microphone's yours, girls.
Busy bees.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us on the show. It has been a very interesting couple of months.
Looks exciting, though.
It is really exciting.
It's so exciting.
But the main part about it is just meeting, collaborating with like-minded individuals who are able to assist.
Yeah.
And so one of our projects that we've got now is at Witkoppen Primary School, which is in Fourways area. Yeah.
I'm sure lots of people have seen it if you drive up and down there. So we've partnered with Future City Fourways, which is also a non-profit organization, as well as our friends GEM,
which is incredible.
So obviously GEM being the mobile rewards app that rewards volunteers for their good deeds. And Future City Fourways obviously was building the whole new Fourways Mall and up until Stain City. They've got a big focus on cleaner and safer greater Fourways and, getting cleaning and maintenance services in and driving the improvement of the entire area. So we went the other day to Witkoppen School and we did a site visit. And, it's in the middle of a great community that does a lot. Lone Hill's near there, Stain City's down that way, Craig Hall. So everyone wants to come together. And one of the main focuses is actually redoing their sports facilities.
Yes. Because at the moment, isn't it a bit of a dust bowl?
Yeah, and we want to be able to, upgrade it and, give the kids like a really cool sports facility. So we're really excited about that. We are planning a fun day. So we are going to be calling troops to come together and help us, where we will be cleaning up the school.
If you guys could see into the studio right now, Kirst is looking at me going, calling out troops, right at me, right at me.
She's got a big smile on her face.
I'm in.
Dragging you guys smiling with us. So we'll be releasing dates near the time as to when that fun day will be happening. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
The fun day is not just going to include just doing the sports facility, because that will be in a later. That's a nice long-term thing that we've got for next year. But at the cleanup day, we're wanting to do the floors. There's a lot of broken tiles and stuff like that. It's broken windows. We're going to be also including the clinic next door. Future City Fours have already got some guys in there that are coming and willing
That's
to
awesome.
Redo the flooring in the entire place.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
We're going to be painting.
This Future City Fourways, I mean, it's quite interesting because Fourways, this hub in Johannesburg, is getting this revival.
Yes.
They're redoing like the shopping center
and
the public parking area, the taxi rank sort of thing. Yeah. There's all this work going into making Fourways bigger and better, right?
Yes.
Future City Fourways, are they the organization behind it? What is the...
Yes. There's a non-profit organization, yes, behind cleaning Fourways. Obviously, with the new developments going up, they've got to kind of, you know...
Look after the city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So once fully implemented, it's going to be the largest precinct improvement initiative in Africa alone.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow. That's insane.
So we just thought maybe...
I'm so excited. Yeah.
That's insane.
And what's amazing is Supersport United are currently doing Wednesday sessions with the kids. So once they're going to start doing the improvements of the facilities, the kids now, we're going to start being able to find talent. And then they're going to go to the Rustic Timber up the road, indoor rustic, and get one-on-one coaching there, and then be able to, you know, go into the Dinan International Cups and be able to
compete.
Yeah, compete. You know, with proper facilities. You've got Danefin College down the road, which is a beautiful school. You've got Fourways up the road, Crawford Lone Hill, Heronbridge just by Lanseria. We've got Witkoppen School right
and
here.
And that's the thing, Witkoppen School is. It's been there for so long, but it's kind of like a white elephant.
Yeah. So the community, we're going to come
that's
together.
That's amazing.
Hoping we're going to give it a little revamp, yeah.
Man, that's cool. If people want to get involved, if they want to join in, how do they get in touch?
So they can contact us at HuddleUp. It's kirst@huddleup.co.za.
And page@huddleup.co.za. And then dates will be, we'll start releasing dates soon on social media.
Yes.
Yeah.
And absolutely fantastic.
I've got one more quick thing I want to mention.
Go.
So there is an organization that is desperately, desperately looking for help. It's called Hughes Haven. It's a children's home, and they are looking for funds to assist them. They've just recently onboarded two new kids. It's a little girl of 6 months and a little girl of 4 years. On top of the children they already have, it's this lady that is looking desperately for funds to assist her with rent every month. If they can't pay rent, they will be asked to please be removed from the property. So if there is anyone that is able to assist in Lynbro Park.
Okay.
If anyone is able to assist, obviously, yes, with goods, but desperately with
goods. They're just going to contact you directly as well?
Yes,
we'll
please.
Put them in contact.
HuddleUp.
Okay, please get in touch with HuddleUp. These girls are doing amazing things. I have a quick voice note that got sent to me from Amanda Frost, who's also doing incredible things. She's looking just for a little assistance, if we can help in any way.
I'm Amanda Frost, making a special plea for Breda River Hospice. Breda River Hospice is a rural caring health NGO service in the Cape Winelands. It's based in Robertson, but has a 4,500-kilometre service area and 500 patients. Rough roads and high mileage take their toll on patient care vehicles. Generating corporate and trust donations is a lengthy process, and we need a new car right now. There might just be a philanthropist listening to Brent's show who could donate a car. It would be a good-hearted branding opportunity too, and I believe in magic. Thank you, Brent, for highlighting Breda River Hospice today. A strong, healthy civil society is a stable society. Thank you so much.
Man, she's so sweet. And she literally, she sent the voice note through. She said, is there any way that we can help? It's not a sad story. The community does, the initiative does incredible things. They're just looking for a bit of vehicle sponsorship. So if there's anybody out there who sees this as an opportunity to help, it's that easy. That's your call to get involved and assist, yo. That's how we roll. Girls.
Yes.
Are we going to be on time next week?
Yes.
Next month?
Next month.
Next week.
The first Tuesday of the month. And if you can't make the first Tuesday, come the second Tuesday.
Yeah,
or
the third.
Come the third. I'm just messing with you. We don't actually mind at all. We just love having you.
I shall remind us in our electronic diary. Thank you.
Oh, man. I can't believe the hour's over.
And I've been fired 3 times already. So.
Oh, phew. It's not just us.
I just.
Thanks,
I'm like, No, I was about to say something so bad. I was about to be like, I'm the Donald Trump. I'm not firing anybody. I just mess around. Girls from Huddle Up, Kirst, Paige, we love thank what you, you do. I'm eternally inspired by the good work and the way that you just put yourselves out there. I can see Paige is already trying to find a car for this hospice.
She's
literally on her phone. Like, what do we do now? How do we make this happen? I cannot believe the hour's up.
Why do you do that to me?
I always make you sad. Huh?
I know. I can't believe it's up, but we've spoken to such inspirational people.
It was a jam-packed show, and even though I don't get names right,
and
because
we did
I suck
so well as well. We got everybody in, and they like.
Well, I said to Kerry, we've got 10 minutes per interview. Best you watch the time, and if I go over, you smack me over the head because I tend to drag on. The producers even going, time's up, yo, it's time to give up. All right, so we need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. I'm going to leave you with this today because I think it's important. So listen to it. If it means something to you, use it. Take a moment to realize how important it is to be able to know your gifts and dreams, to live in the moment, to work less hard and let things flow. Embrace the fact that worry is never a good thing. When you rise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy and to love. Take a moment to remember that you can control your thoughts, which affects your feelings and ultimately the quality of your life. You have the power to control every aspect of how you react to today. Make it a good one. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. If you want to catch up with any of the other shows, just visit www.cliffcentral.com. I feel like I'm tongue-twisted today. It's Cape Town in my mouth. Yeah, man, it's lovely hanging out with you. Thanks for listening. Have a terrific Tuesday. Cliffcentral.com.